Today's community conversations are brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, and we're being joined with Floyd County ISU Extension. I'm going to have you to go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Yes, I'm Michelle Schubert, and I'm the County Youth Programmer here in Floyd County. And this week we have a new staff member joining us. I wanted her to introduce herself as well. So,
good morning. My name is Kaylee. I am the new County Director for Floyd County ISU Extension and Outreach. So thank you all for having me this morning.
Well, glad you're here. So this is your first week?
Today is day five.
Day five. How's it been so far?
It has been fantastic. The girls in the office have been so welcoming. Everyone I met has just been so friendly. So I'm very excited. I'm excited to learn more next week as well.
You started at the perfect time, too, because we were just talking about this off air. County fair season is in full swing for you guys anyway. What does that entail? How come you have to get started so early?
Oh, it starts way. It's almost a year round thing. Let's be honest, for fair, for us in the office. The big thing right now is if you have any 4-H members or Clover kids out there, we have animal IDs that are due next Friday, a week from today. So the big famous May 15th deadline. So they have to have all of their animal IDs in ahead of time. So that way we can start making all those preparations for fair, and then we'll have fair entry open up after that, and that is for anyone who's showing animals, static projects, communication events, a wardrobe, all those events will go in. So that will open actually the next day on May 16th. We don't have them open up at the same time, so people don't get into the wrong system by accident. And then that one will open up, and they'll have until June 19th to sign up for all their fair projects.
Wow.
So they'll get a month.
That's a lot. There's a lot coming up in the next month or so. All right. Well, let's see. We have plenty of things to talk about, some summer day camps. First and foremost, though, let's talk about a program. It's a 10-week program offered without any cost to participate. It's called Stay Independent. What's that all about?
Yes, we are offering a program called Stay Independent. It's kind of for those older members in our community. If you're looking for some hints or tricks along the way, it's a 10-week session. We had our first one yesterday, but you can still join the other 9 sessions that we're having. There's going to be a variety of different topics, anything from cooking for 1 or 2, which, you know, is fairly hard when we get older that, you know, we're not cooking for families anymore. So how do you adjust to exercising your independence, to brain health, to making final arrangements when that maybe day comes, planning ahead for future care, and even talking a little bit about how to avoid fraud. So there's a variety of different topics each week. They're only for an hour from 10:30 to 11:30 in the morning. It's going to be every Thursday through May, June, and July, other than we skip the week of the 4th. So we'll have some specialists coming in and talking about all those different topics. It's free to everyone who wants to come. We just ask that you just let us know that you're interested in coming so we can make sure we have enough space. And they'll actually be at the community center here in town.
At the community center. Okay. Yep. Now, you said they are free. Do we still need to register? Can we just show up?
We like that you can at least call us ahead of time so we know, so we can make sure we have enough materials available, and so we have enough chairs out, all that fun stuff. And if you would like, the community center, you can also get a meal from them too, so we can let them know if you would like to eat there that day also, so that way you don't have to cook a day, which is always nice. Otherwise, it's free. Otherwise, just letting us, basically a pre-registration is just a courtesy to us to have everything ready.
Okay, excellent. That's called Stay Independent. Mm-hmm. Looking ahead, we do have several day camps as well, summer day camps. Talk about those.
Yes, we're going to be offering a variety of different summer day camps this summer. We'll be offering one of them for kindergarten through third graders. So we go by completed grade. So if you've completed kindergarten or third grade, we're going to be doing garden camp again this year. So we've done that the last couple of years. We partner with Hy-Vee. So if you ever go to the north side of the Hy-Vee gas station, there's a little garden plot out there, and we work with Hy-Vee, and so we provide the students and the teaching and the learning, and they provide the space for us to have that garden. So we'll be doing that for 4 Mondays starting in June. So we'll start June 8th on that one. So it'll be the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th from 1 to 4 in the afternoon, and we'll be out in the garden unless it's raining. Then we'll make some other fun activities in the office, but we'll start off in our office, and then we walk over to the Hy-Vee Gardens and do the planting. We'll be planting seeds and starter plants. They'll get to practice watering, which is their favorite activity. We try to pull weeds, which we know is not their favorite, but that is part of gardening. and then it's just $20 for the 4 sessions, and you can register on our 4-H online. And even if you're not a 4-H member, you can also join the gardening camp and just sign up as a participant. So I know a lot of people get confused with that in our system. So that's the one that we're going to have for our younger grades, so kindergarten through third. We're also going to be offering what we call some regional camps. So it's a couple counties of us working together. And that's going to be for our completed fourth through eighth graders. And we're going to be offering three of those this summer throughout. The first one's going to be called Ocean Explorers. And we're working on engineering and coding. So that will be June 9th. And we're going to have that over at Grafton, which I know is a little ways away, but we're trying to spread them out around region. Then we're going to do one called Mission Moon, which I'm super excited for. That one's all going to be about astronomy, and we'll talk about like NASA and a lot of Astros type items as well. And that one will be June 11th. And that one will actually be here at the Floyd Community Center up in Floyd. Okay. So they'll get to explore that whole part. They have a big I think it's like a dome type thing that will be coming from up from campus for them to explore and things like that. So it's super cool. And then the last one we're going to do is called Grow and Know, Dig into Science, Nature, and Discovery. That one will be June 16th, and that will be over a county over to Mason City at the North Iowa Fairgrounds. So that's on the west side of town in Mason City. So they'll have that one as well. So they'll be learning about growing and soil and gardening and some of that type stuff as well. So, and we'll get our flyer up on our website. So if you want to look out more, and on Facebook we can do that as well, but you'll just register through 4-H online. We do have it available for 4-H members and non-4-H members.
Okay, good deal. So 4-HOnline.com is a place to go to register there. Anything else coming up in the world of ISU Extension?
Yeah, that's with a lot of our summer day camps. And then, yeah, it's getting ready for fair. Like, it's crazy to think already. But, yeah, fair will be here before we know it.
Oh, can't wait either.
Yes.
So for more information on these events and many more, you can check out Floyd County ISU Extension on their website at iastate.edu. Search for Floyd County Extension there. Otherwise, you can give them a call at 228-1453. Mm-hmm. All right. Perfect. Well, thank you very much, you two, for joining us. And I'm sure we'll talk to you next month.
Yes. Thanks for having us, and have a great Friday.
You too.